Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Monday Motivation Bible Study here live on Blog Talk Radio tonight. 15 minutes of your night, but it's a lifetime of motivation for your soul. I am Evangelist Wasi Williams, and I'm so glad to be here with you tonight, and I welcome everyone who's on the line. Remember, we're here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and the call-in number is 323-870-4180, or you can tune in live online from my website at feeldefire.com. That is FeeldFire.com. Tonight, we're talking about fighting with the devil. Fighting with the devil. And our scripture for tonight comes from the book of John, Chapter 10, verse 10, and I'm reading from the KJV. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. This is such a powerful scripture tonight, because all throughout today, I've been talking with people or a part of prayer calls where we've been dealing with the attacks of the enemy and how he appears in our lives with nothing but a singular purpose of destruction. This is what Satan does all day, every day, air day, as they say, is he is bent on focusing our lives and invading our lives only to see how he can bring about an adverse reaction or an adverse situation. You know, you may start your day off well. You start off happy. You start off smiling and feeling good, shouting and praising God. And before the end of that day, you've already encountered a myriad of issues because Satan has been doing nothing but focusing on attacking you spiritually. Because he knows if he can succeed at attacking you spiritually, then that opens the door for him to gain a foothold in your mind, for him to gain a foothold in your spirit, for him to gain a foothold in your family. And Satan is the epitome of that cliche, give a person, you know, an inch and they'll take a yard. Well, if you give Satan an inch, he won't just take a yard. He'll take a mile. He'll take a city block. He'll take a municipality of your life and of your time and your joy. So we're talking about tonight fighting with the devil from John 10:10. And that's crucial that you understand that topic. Fighting with, because you are not required to surrender to Satan. We are not required to just wave the white flag and throw in the towel every time he comes into our lives. No, it said in John 10:10, Jesus came that we might have life and have it what? More abundantly. But whether or not you have that, it's going to be up to you. Whether or not I live more abundantly, it's going to be up to me. Whether or not we walk in victory in life, that decision belongs to us. No matter what Satan does, you see, the ultimate power and victory over him has already been given to you by God. But what are you going to do about it? And what are you going to do with that victory? In John 10:10, I like how Jesus laid it out. He didn't just say the thief cometh only to do these things, but he said he cometh not but to. In other words, this is the only reason Satan is showing up. And understand that he doesn't always just show up in spiritual form. Sometimes he shows up through those we love. Sometimes he shows up through colleagues or coworkers. Other times he may show up through a boss, and he may even show up through your spouse or your children, your parents or siblings. The point is, he's coming only for this purpose. And then look at how Jesus broke it down: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The fact that Jesus used the conjunction lets us know that these are three separate things and also three collective things. See, he comes to steal. So in other words, he may take something from you, as in thievery, while still not destroying you totally at that moment. But if you don't deal with what he stole from you, then eventually he will kill and destroy you. For example, when he comes and he steals your joy, it's not usually, you know, one time or just one episode of him coming. No, it's little by little. He eats away at your happiness until one day you look up and you're just not a happy person anymore. You're jaded or you're bitter. You're abrasive or you're caustic, and or you have an attitude. And you're wondering, what happened? How did I even get like this? This is not even the real me. Because little by little, like the thief who only charges a dime to your credit card or a dollar to your credit card each month because he knows you won't really pay attention to that, but he knows that if he does that to enough people, he still accomplishes the overall amount that he wanted to steal. That's how Satan does. Little by little. First, you know, you stop laughing at things the way you used to. You stop smiling the way you used to. You stop spending your time with people who make you laugh, and you stop finding humor. You stop investing in yourself. You used to go out, but now you don't go out anywhere. You know, you used to have friends, but now you don't have time for friends, the happy friends. You used to just be able to sit down and laugh and joke, but now you don't have time. You're too busy. Little by little, he is the thief coming into your life. But Jesus wanted to encourage us in this word that you have the right to not only fight the devil, but to apprehend him, arrest him when he comes into your life to steal, kill, and to destroy. Arrest that trespasser, arrest that burglar, nip it in the bud, and right on the spot, glory, demand your stuff back. Demand your joy back. Demand your healing back. Demand your life back. Demand your peace back. Demand, hallelujah, your salvation back. Demand your family back. Demand your job back. Demand your finances in your marriage. Demand your good relationships back. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But your victory is that he came that we might have life. L-I-F-E, life. And that more abundantly. Come on and praise the Lord right now, wherever you are. Hallelujah. The lines are muted and no one can hear you. Say, Lord, I claim my life back today. Hallelujah. Speak it into the atmosphere. Lord, I claim my life back today. Hallelujah. You see, Satan doesn't waste his time on people whom he feels cannot have any impact in life. So if he's bothering you, if he's attacking you, it's because he sees the anointing of God on you. He sees the victory in you. He sees the power in you that sometimes you don't even see in yourself. Because people whom he already has, there's no need for him to bother them. Why would you bother people who are already on your side? No, he's coming for those people who have the talent and the ability to change and positively impact the lives of others. That's why he's bothering you. That's why he's fighting you. That's why he's trying to turn your life topsy-turvy, upside down, because he sees in you what you've lost in yourself. He sees victory. So I got to go in here and mess up his house. I got to go mess up her house. I got to go in here and, you know, just combobulate things. Hallelujah. Because I need to remove the victory from them. I need to remove the joy from them. I need to remove the peace from them. These are the chosen children of God. And I don't want them to walk in their destiny. I don't want them to walk in favor. I don't want them to walk in peace. I don't want them to walk in victory. So I only come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I encourage you tonight to remember that the victory, life, Jesus said, I came to give it to you more abundantly. You don't have to live substandard. You don't have to accept substandard. You don't have to pray substandard. You don't have to live in defeat any longer. You can fight the devil, apprehend that burglar, cast him out of your life. Jesus came that you might have life. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord right now. All of the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Just praise him wherever you are right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, we just come in victory tonight. Lord, we come lifting you up. We come praising you, Father. We come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we just come saying glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. You're so worthy of all the glory. And Father, tonight we come proclaiming that we are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. We come proclaiming and declaring our rightful place in you, our victory and our destiny, Lord. We accept life. Hallelujah, and that more abundantly. Father, we accept the life that you came to give us. No more will we be bound. No more will we be caught in depression or sadness. No more will Satan run our lives. No more will he invade our households and our jobs and our relationships, our mental health, our peace and our finances. No more, God, no more, God, no more. Hallelujah, will he have place. Because you said that he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you've come that we might have life. And Father, we receive that life. We're going to walk in that life. We're going to worship you in life. We're going to praise you in life. No matter what happens, we refuse to relinquish our faith. Father, we stand healed tonight. We stand healed tonight. We stand healed tonight in the name of Jesus. And for all those we love, we speak life right now. We speak life right now. We speak the life of Christ right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on and just give the Lord praise. Just give him praise. We're almost out of time. Just praise him in your own homes. Wherever you are, say, I receive life. Just say it again. I receive life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember to join me here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Call in at 323-870-4180. Text MM to 33222 so you'll get a text reminder sent to you when I go live. Tonight, you've been given life. Walk in it.